Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Purana, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 19, The Appearance of Shukadeva Goswami, Text Number 5. Ato vihayemam amum cha lokam vimarshitau heyataya purastat krishnangri sevam adimanyamana upavishat prayam arma Amartya Nadyam Ato Vihayemam Amum Chalokam Vimarshitau Heyataya Purastat Krishnangri Sevam Adimanyamana Upavishat Prayam Amartya Nadyam Ato Vihayemam Amum Chalokam Vimarshitau Heyataya Purastat Krishnangri Sevam Adimanyamana Upavishat Prayam Amartya Nadyam Ato Vihayemam Amum Chalokam Vimarshitau Heyataya Purastat Krishnangri Sevam Adimanyamana Upavishat Prayam Amartya Nadyam. Please chant. Prayam Amartya Nadyam Ato Vihayemam Amung Chalokam Vimarshitau Heyataya Purastat Krishnangri Sevam Adimanyamana Upavishat Prayam Amartya Nadyam Ato Vihayemam Amung Chalokam Vimarshitau Heyataya Purastat Krishnangri Sevam Adimanyamana Apavishat Prayam Amartya Nadyam Ato Vihayemam Amung Chalokam Itau Heyataya Purastat Sevam Adimanyamana Upavishat Prayam Amartya Nadyam. Ladies, Ato Vihayemam Amung Chalokam Vimarshitau Heyataya Purastat Krishnangri Sevam Adimanyamana upavishat prayam amartya nadyam. Anyone else? Ato, thus, vihaya, giving up, imam, this, amum, and the next, cha, also, lokam, planets, vimarshitau, all of them being judged. He ataya, because of inferiority, purastat, herein before, Krishna Angri, the lotus feet of the Lord Sri Krishna. Sevam, transcendental loving service. Adhimanyamana, one who thinks of the greatest of all achievements. Upavishat, sat down firmly. Prayam, for fasting. Amartya Nadyam, on the bank of the transcendental river. The Ganges or the Yamuna. Maharaj Parikshit sat down firmly on the banks of the Ganges to concentrate his mind in Krishna consciousness, rejecting all other practices of self-realization, because transcendental loving service to Krishna is the greatest achievement, superseding all other methods. Purport by our founder Acharya, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. For a devotee like Maharaj Parikshit, none of the material planets, even the topmost Brahmaloka, is as desirable as Goloka Vrindavan, the abode of Lord Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord and original personality of Godhead. This earth is one of the innumerable material planets within the universe, and there are innumerable universes also within the compass of the Mahatattva. The devotees are told by the Lord and his representatives, the spiritual masters or acharyas, that not one of the planets within all the innumerable universes is suitable for the residential purposes of a devotee. The devotee always desires to go back home, back to Godhead, just to become one of the associates of the Lord in the capacity of servitor, friend, parent, or conjugal lover of the Lord, either in one of the innumerable Vaikuntha planets or in Goloka Vrindavan, the planet of Lord Sri Krishna. All these planets are eternally situated in the spiritual sky, the Paravyoma, which is on the other side of the causal ocean within the Mahatattva. Maharaj Parikshit was already aware of all this information due to his accumulated piety and birth in a high family of devotees, Vaishnavas. And thus he was not at all interested in the material planets. Modern scientists are very eager to reach the moon by material arrangements, but they cannot conceive of the highest planet of this universe. But a devotee like Maharaj Parikshit does not care a fig for the moon, or for that matter, any of the material planets. So, when he was assured of his death on a fixed date, he became more determined in the transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna by complete fasting on the bank of the transcendental river Yamuna, which flows down by the capital of Hastinapur in the Delhi state. Both the Ganges and the Yamuna are Amartya, transcendental rivers, and Yamuna is still more sanctified for the following reasons. Trinadapi sunichena toror iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama harinama eva kevalam kalo nasyeva 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 gatiranyata. So, if we read more and more of Prabhupada's books, sometimes we are advised differently. Here, the emphasis is we should desire to go back home, back to Godhead. You'll see that many places. But then, you'll see this reference to the fourth Shikshastakam prayer. My Lord, doesn't matter. I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't even want liberation. I just want to be your eternal servant. So, I was thinking about this, and my conclusion, and later we can discuss if you agree or disagree, that at least initially, one has to have a strong desire to come out of this material world, giving up the proposition that I can enjoy here. So that has to be the initial. Just as we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there are three stages of worshipping Krishna. First is Sambandha, worshipping Madan Mohan. Because first, we have to become disattracted to the pleasures and enjoyments of the material world. And the only way to do that is to conquer Cupid. But here, Krishna is Madan Mohan, the defeater, the attractor of Cupid. So first we worship Krishna in that sense. Please, let me become free from the illusion of this material world. As Prabhupada pointed out in his perfect purport, that no station within the material universe is suitable for a devotee. Indeed, the manufacturer has given a disclaimer in the Bhagavad Gita. When you buy a product, car, computer, or some high-priced ticket item, sometimes the manufacturer will supply a disclaimer, or sometimes there is recall. Why? Because the manufacturer, if he's honest, and that's a problem nowadays, knows there's a problem. It's like you all have cell phones. Every so often, update. Why? They discovered something. The manufacturer knows. So in the same way, the manufacturer of this whole cosmic dream, Lord Sri Krishna, has given you this statement, Dukalayam Ashasvatam. Take it from me. From the highest planet, he mentioned, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest. What? All are places of temporary suffering. Welcome to the material world. You can't stay here in your position. Yes, Indra can be Indra, but only for a little time. Say I become Indra, like it says in the Bhagavatam, the next Indra is Bali. He becomes the next, but he's not going to be Indra forever. Doesn't work that way. All of our positions in this material world are temporary. So, and then the same thing in chapter 7, those four verses in chapter 7 where Krishna describes why it is not intelligent to worship demigods for material enjoyment. Why? Their fruits are limited and temporary. And only a less intelligent person is interested in limited temporary benefits. The soul, being part and parcel of Krishna, wants to enjoy unlimitedly. That is your, you could say, God-given right. You are by nature blissful. But we have given up that blissful condition. Why? We rebelled. We rebelled from our constitutional position of being the humble servitor of Krishna. And we have come to this material world to play. We're all playing a game. This material world is one big game. And people are playing their roles. Some are kings. Some are queens. Most of us, pawns. But it's a game. It's an illusion. It's a dream. Chapter 15 opens up with that description of the perverted reflection of the tree. We are meant to go to the reality Radha Krishna. So in the beginning, that should be our focus. Let me get out of this material world. But then, as we advance, the attitude becomes a little more nuanced. Because one understands what? Actually, the whole purpose of going back to God, it is what? To render loving service. But when you come to Krishna consciousness, you understand, yes, you can render loving service anywhere. Otherwise, why did Prabhupada leave Vrindavan to come, as he writes in his poem, this horrible place? Why did he do that? Because Prabhupada clearly understood, I can create Vrindavan wherever I am, provided I have transcendental consciousness. So that's a higher stage of consciousness. Beginning, I must come out of this material world. Okay, I'm coming out little by little, but now let me come to that stage where it doesn't matter. Because as long as I can chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Prahlad said that to Lord Nrisimha. My Lord, as far as I'm concerned, I'm happy here. I can remember you. I can chant your holy name. But I'm concerned for all the fools and rascals who are rotting here. I'm concerned for them. So that is the highest stage. That was Prabhupada. Prabhupada came to America in order to deliver the fallen conditioned souls who are rotting in this material world, thinking the game is nice. I like playing the game. But when you come to Krishna consciousness, what is this game? There is a nice purport, either in the third or fourth canto, where our situation is like this. We're playing here in this material world. Just like when you had little children, you take them to the beach. What do kids do? They swim and they make sandcastles. And the kids are so happy making big sandcastle. Then the mother and father say, hey, it's time to go. No, we don't want to go. And what does the father do? Smashes it. Destroys their sin. Time to go. That's what Krishna does. We create these sandcastles, twin towers, Trump Tower, this, that, the other thing. They're all sandcastles. And the day will come, Krishna will smash it down. There's the Christian Bible, one of their favorite quotes. I will smite thee down. That is their conception of God, the smiter, the crusher. But from one aspect, he does that. As Arjuna saw, when he saw the universal form, soon we will be doing our Bhagavad Gita Yajna that we do here every year. And we will come to that 11th chapter. And Arjuna sees the universal form and he's amazed, wondered, but what is this? Who are you? And the universal form says, time I am. And what is my business? I come to destroy. And the clock is ticking, ticking, ticking for all of us. You look in the mirror, right? Uh-oh, gray hair. Another wrinkle. What is that? That is the text message from Krishna. Guess what? I'm coming to a theater near you. Better get ready. I have spoken at so many funerals. And basically the message is always the same. You talk about the eternality of the soul. How Krishna says, Natvam Sochitam Arhasi, you should not lament. But then I always add in something from English literature. Ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. Because it used to be the churches, when somebody died, the church bell would ring, ding, ding. And they, oh, who died? Don't worry about who. You are next. You are ready. Are you ready? So that is the Krishna conscious transcendental view. I have to settle all accounts with the Corleone family before I can leave this material world. I have to fix my mind. Just like this is what Parikshit is doing. He's settling up all accounts. He has given up his emperor dress. Again, it was a play. He was playing that role. But when the notice came, I'd give up this dress. Sat down. And interesting, Prabhupada says, actually it is the Yamuna. And later on in this chapter, he'll explain why. But he's pointing out, actually, it was the Yamuna. So, Parikshit is sitting focused. Focused like we should be when we chant our japa every day. We should be focused. Recently, one of my students, he's in Bangalore. So he was asking me that, I've been chanting now for some time, but I'm not getting the same kick. In the beginning, I really enjoyed it, but now, nothing. I'm just doing it mechanically. I said, yes. You thinking that this Hare Krishna mantra is for your enjoyment? No, you're the servant of the holy name. And then I quoted that verse from 6th chapter. For one who is a neophyte, and then I paraphrased, in the chanting process, work is said to be the means. So what is that work? Concentrating. And that's a lot of work. Because what's the mind want to do? You're chanting japa, all of a sudden your mind's in Tokyo. Or your mind is here, or there, here, there, and everywhere. That's where the mind goes. So what does Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter do? Bring it back under the control of the self. What does that mean? Hare Krishna, Hare! Bring it back by loud calling out to Krishna. That takes work. To actually chant properly and to focus, that's hard work. That we are not to enjoy it. It's not like watching TV. No. You have to serve the holy name. That's why we go out preaching. That's why we do so many things to emphasize this point. We are the servants of the holy, not the enjoyers. The enjoyment will come when we do the service. Now there was this word, heyataya, because of inferiority. Yes. If you understand Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then you will learn philosophically. There may be so many isms, there may be so many philosophies, so many religions, or as I like to say, clubs. The Christian club, the Hindu club, the Jewish club. They're all clubs. I don't belong to a club. I'm not a clubber. Because all these things are inferior. What do we practice? Sanatan Dharma. The eternal truth. That's what we practice. Now, yes, we say in preaching, it is true. In all these religions, there is some eternal truth. We're not going to disparage that. But if you want the full presentation of the absolute truth, here it is. 7:30 every morning, Srimad Bhagavatam. The full presentation of the absolute truth. That's what we are practicing. Truth, eternal truth, that is always true. All these other things. All right, bring your Baba, bring your saint, bring your... But do you have samosa? No. Then until somebody can come up something better than Lord Chaitanya's program of chanting, dancing, and feasting, if you can get something better, I'll join you. I don't think so. That's the religion I joined. The religion of chanting, dancing, feasting, and philosophizing. That's how I live my life. Haribo. 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 Best decision I ever made in my life. July 15th, 1973. Sometimes when I'm out and about playing my role, I also play a role, people inquire, so how long you've been vegetarian? Oh, since 1975. Really? And then I explain to them how the best decision I made was walking into, what was the address of Henry Street? Huh? 432. Thank you. Die. I remember. I can still remember it. I had one musician friend. He was into heroin. And he drove me from my house in Long Island to the temple. And the whole ride, he was telling me, no, you don't want to do this. You can play music. You're great. You're a fantastic musician. Come on. Talk to the hand. I was determined. I was determined. And I got to the temple, closed the door. The Sunday feast was just about to start. I had my black suitcase. I'm here. Jai. Of course, it's been a long, hard road. I've had my ups and downs. Sometimes I think about all my skeletons in the closet, all the problems and mistakes and idiots, things that I've done. But somehow I'm here. Thank you, Swabas. Thank you, Archita. Somehow I'm here. I don't deserve to be here. I don't. But somehow or other, here I am. Thank you. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for creating this movement. Yes. We have had so many problems. We still have problems. We're not a perfect society. Doesn't matter. Ain't nothing better than ISKCON. Ain't nothing better. Remember Hari Dave? Years ago, we had this devotee, Hari Dave. He used to sit where Swabas is sitting right now. Hari Dave used to work in my office. And Hari Dave had this saying, Prabhu, my best day in the material world wasn't even better than my worst day in ISKCON. And I have to agree with him. Yes. So finally, there's this nice word, Krishna Angri, the lotus feet of the Lord Sri Krishna. This is our goal, to achieve the lotus feet of Krishna. The fifth Shikshastakam prayer, Ayinanda Tunujikinkurang. Patitang Bishame Bhavam Budal Kripayata Vapada Pankaja Stitta Duli Sadrishang Vichintaya. Here is very advanced conscious, transcendental consciousness. My Lord, I am insignificant servant. Insignificant. You have billions and billions and unlimited servants. I'm just one little insignificant Nirantara Das. Somehow or other, I have fallen. And that is a big thing to admit. Yes, I have fallen. But if you can come to that stage, now you can begin. I used to have a devotee friend. And because of past mistakes, he would have to attend AA meetings on a regular basis. And he told me that you have to stand up and admit in front of others, I am an alcoholic. And that helps with the healing process. So yes, MA, Maya Anonymous. Yes, I am a fallen, conditioned soul. That's how I begin. I'm a fallen, conditioned soul, but my Lord, you're so wonderful. You're so merciful. You're so kind. Please consider me a particle of dust, Krishna Angri, at your lotus feet. If I can come to that stage of always feeling like that, that is my perfection of life. And when you are Krishna conscious, when you're fully Krishna conscious, even in New York City, Que Pasa, New York, Prabhupada proved it. You can be in New York City, but actually you can be in the spiritual world. Why did we love Prabhupada? Why did we surrender? Because we could see, hey man, this guy is the real thing. You saw it. It wasn't some hocus pocus magic. No, when you saw Prabhupada, somebody asked me just yesterday, what was it like? I said, I have never seen anyone since then like Srila Prabhupada. Empowered representative of Krishna. Just to see him and to hear him. Nothing compares to Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let's open the floor for discussion. Okay, Raja. Wait, you're waiting for your... Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Thank you for a wonderful class presentation. I just wanted to ask you something, Nirantara Prabhu. We can see that Maharaj Parikshit was totally surrendered to the supreme will of the Lord. And one of the things that I wanted to ask is, in the Bhagavad Gita, I know the Lord says that I take care of my devotees. I am that the Lord will take care of the devotees. However, in my own mind, as a devotee, practicing devotee, I keep on thinking, yes, the Lord is saying that I'm going to be protecting. But at the same time, should I also not do something on my own to protect myself, you know?
God helps those who help themselves.
Correct. But now, here is Srila Prabhupada, since you mentioned about Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was completely surrendered to the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, to the will of Srila, of Bhakti Siddhant, and to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know that in the Jaladutta by his prayers, that when he landed at Boston, you know, one of the things he stated was, now you do whatever you want to do with me. I don't know why you have brought me here. So, what is the right notion of surrender as we are developing in our Krishna consciousness? Because I also hear devotees, you know, they want to take care of themselves, or they ask in the community and they say, you know, I'm getting old, I have no savings, you know, my body is starting to give up, what's going to happen of me? But here is also Srila Prabhupada, and here is Krishna assuring us in the Bhagavad Gita about protection. So I just wanted to understand more on that in the mood of how Parikshit Maharaj is surrendering.
So, my dear Prabhu, you cannot fake the platform you're actually on. If you try to pretend that you're on some platform that you're really not on, it will fail. So, if you need to arrange your life in a certain way to enhance your Krishna consciousness, there's nothing wrong with that. I've been asked for the past 30 years, Prabhu, should I do this? Should I go here? My answer is always this. You want to make some decision? Ask yourself, how is this going to affect my hearing and chanting? If I make a certain move, and as a result, I'm going to decrease my hearing and chanting, don't make that move. But if this decision that I'm making is going to enhance my ability to hear, to chant, to serve, to preach, then I have to do it. We are taught, accept everything favorable. So that is favorable to serving Krishna. So, you're a householder, I'm a householder. We're not brahmacharis or sannyasis. We made a decision, right? And we did what we had to do. And you have a young daughter. So you have many things to consider. You have to provide for her. You have to provide for your wife on top of your devotional activities. You have that responsibility. But don't make a decision thinking, for instance, I know two devotees in the past. Prabhu, they decided that they would try to make money first. So they slackened their hearing and chanting. And you know what? They didn't make the money. I'm going to make $1 million for the BBT. Really? I haven't seen it. Have you seen it? No. So yes, you make a decision, but how is it going to affect your sadhana, vaidhi bhakti? Okay? Haribo. Yes. I'll wait for the Mahavakya.
Thank you very much for so many wonderful insights and so many important points that we should all remember daily in our spiritual practices and understanding. You had mentioned at the very outset of your wonderful talk that there are two options. There is one, do I want to stay here and serve Krishna, or do I want to go back home, back to Godhead, and continue my service there? There's a third one, which should be the first one. The first one is not what I want. The second is not, first is not do I want to stay here, or not do did I want to go to the spiritual world. The question is, what does Krishna want from me? So how do we find out? Well, you pray and pray and pray. What do you want? And he will let you know. Does he want you to be here because he has a plan for you here? Then you should stay here. If he says, stay here. If he wants you back home, back to Godhead, and he's made arrangements for that, then you should go there. We should do what Krishna wants us to do because he is the supreme. We are not the supreme. Why should I make such a decision? Why should I have such an idea that I should do this and I should do that when I'm still full of impurities? But the Lord has no impurities, and the Lord knows exactly what is best for us, what we should do, what we should know, everything. And if we do what he wants us to do, that will not only be in our best interest, but in the best interest of the whole world. Thank you.
Jai. More discussion? I didn't hear from Suvas today. Usually you have some pithy comments.
Well, first of all, thank you for a wonderful class. I'm not sure what I should comment on. Everything that you said was so perfect that I don't know what I could say to, you know, even compare to it. I'm not sure where... I don't think I really heard what Brajapati was saying. I can't hear too well, so I wasn't quite sure if I understood what he was saying. What was his question?
His question was more or less, should a devotee take care of himself or herself and make arrangements for themselves? Am I right, Brajapati? And so I answered accordingly that, yes, you have to. I mean, you've done it in your life. You made decisions, right? But you made these decisions because it was in to help you further advance Krishna, your Krishna consciousness. And what Amala Bhakta is saying, we should decide what does Krishna want. But we know what Krishna wants only if we know what Prabhupada wants. So you made so many decisions, and I know you, but your decisions were based on how will I please Srila Prabhupada. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, to clarify more in case somebody got a wrong message, decisions should be made. Guru Sadhu Shastra. Is it confirmed by my spiritual master? That's actually the key. Does Prabhupada, would he approve of this decision I'm making? You have done that. Am I right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
You're not all of a sudden going to stop and say, well, you know what? I had enough of this. No. You're going to continue to make decisions based on how am I going, because initially you want to go back to Godhead. Now, if Prabhupada and Krishna want you to take another birth and become another, you know, temple president again somewhere, I'm sure you'll agree, right? In the case of Prabhupada, he was in London. We were in 55th Street, New York. We were expecting Prabhupada to visit. Then the news came. No, Prabhupada is going back to Vrindavan. Then we knew the time is coming. Krishna called him. Am I right? Prabhupada wanted to stay. He had so many. He was going to translate this book and this book. I remember Karandar came. At that time he was working on the BBT truck that would bring books to the temples. And I remember Karandar was telling me, yes, Prabhupada said he's going to translate this book and he's going to translate this book. And we all thought, did you not think? Prabhupada's like Bhishma. Prabhupada's going to live forever. Right? We all thought like that. That's why it was the shock. What? Because Krishna called Prabhupada. Is that all right?
Fantastic.
All right. Thank you very much. All glories to this movement.